Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Tom Casale with your Patriots Campcast for Friday, August 4th. Originally, it was scheduled to have two practices today for the Patriots, but Coach Bill Belichick canceled the morning practice and instead only had practice from 2:30 to 4:30 today. Belichick said at his press conference the team caught up on some film and classroom work and it was very beneficial for them. There was better weather today. There was no oppressive heat that has been around the area for the past week. It was still a little hot, but more mid-80s, and the humidity had gone, so it was a lot more comfortable for the Patriot players out there today. Players missing that were not on the PUP list include Monty Beisel, Chad Brown, Teddy Bruschi, Chad Jackson, Matt Shelton, Mel Mitchell, Daniel Graham, Jarvis Green, Marquise Hill, and Artrell Hawkins. Jackson is one that has caught my eye. The Patriots have had 13 practices so far, and he's only partaken in two of them. That's a problem for me. He's a rookie receiver. Typically in the NFL, rookie receivers don't make an impact their first year in general, but rookie receivers that don't even show up to training camp or most of training camp are really going to have a hard time getting used to the offense, especially an offense like this that has a lot of audibles. It's complex. Brady does a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. Chad Jackson needs to be out on the field getting chemistry with Tom Brady, much like Rashay Caldwell has done. We haven't seen Caldwell in a game yet, but he's looked very good in practice, and Brady looks at him a lot. Jackson needs to step up and have a decent season. He doesn't need to have Randy Moss rookie numbers, but he has to come in and contribute. And so far, not being on the field, that's hurt his development. And Brady, I think, has taken notice because a lot of the young receivers, some of the Matt Sheltons and guys that may not make the team, he's not even looking their way when they're running offensive drills. He's looking at Rashay Caldwell, Troy Brown, and Ben Watson. Those are virtually all the guys that catch Brady's passes. Every now and then, Bam Childress will catch one, but he's mainly looking at the veterans. So Chad Jackson needs to get back on the field and get in sync with Tom Brady. Speaking of in sync, the offense was not in sync at all today. This was probably the offense's worst practice, and this is an offense that hasn't looked good for all of training camp the first week. The quarterbacks were overthrowing and underthrowing balls all day, and even the balls that were put on the money were dropped by receivers. Caldwell, Childress, Lawrence Maroney, and even Watson dropped some very catchable passes, but for the most part, a lot of the passes weren't catchable. Even Brady looked pretty bad today. It just doesn't seem like the offense is in sync right now. It's because players aren't there. Deion Branch, of course, is still holding out. It's been a full week since he began his holdout. He's missed 13 practices. The team has the option to fine him $14,000 a day. You do the math, that's quite a lot of money. But guys like him, Jackson, they need to get back on the field for this Patriots offense to get cranking here because the Bills, that opening game isn't very far away. The team finished the day working on field goals. Both Martin Gramatica and rookie Steven Gostkowski got their shot. Gramatica was 5 for 5. Gostkowski went 4 for 4. Gramatica, he's been a surprise here at camp. His balls look pretty good. Both kickers, it's about an even race right now. They're looking good. Gostkowski struggled a little bit early on in camp, but he's starting to get more comfortable, and you can really see that on the field. So this is going to be a tight race. It'll obviously go into the preseason games, but you know, the way the offense looks right now, there's going to be a lot of kicking opportunities if they don't pick it up. So, well, whoever the kicker is going to have to be a dependable guy, and this will play out during the preseason. Well, that's it for now. We'll be back with you on Saturday. This is Tom Casale signing off for your Patriots podcast. Take care.